Hello, you're listening to WGLZ Radio, and I am your host and soon-to-be interviewer, Taylor Marty. Anyways, today I'm here to discuss and talk, well, interview, very lovely lady by the name of Kate Billings. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. So, we're going to do this pretty easily. Just start out with what you came here for and how you've gone up in life.
Fantastic.
So, of course, being the simplest question, do tell about yourself. Where are you from? Hometown? Where did you go to school?
Sure. So, I'm actually originally from New York, about an hour outside of New York City. So pretty far away compared to everybody from the Ohio Valley. So I grew up there about an hour outside of the city. Both my parents are from the city. So I used to talk a whole lot faster than I am right now on the radio. When I moved here, people said I needed to slow down. But I went to college at Binghamton University, which is in upstate New York, right above Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I double majored in marketing and consulting leadership. And then right after graduation, I took a job in sports, and I worked in baseball for about 7 years doing sports marketing. I bought multiple giant bobbleheads that were 10 feet tall for the teams I worked for. Yeah, it's fun. It takes forever with China and getting it from there.
Right.
But did some sports marketing, purchasing, working specifically in baseball, so clubhouse stuff, and everything. So that was pretty fun. And that brought me out to this area, the Pittsburgh area, and I was working in sports. And then as I was looking to transition out of crazy hours of, you have to be at 6 or 7 to pull tarp on grass field or turf. Well, it's not really turf. You don't have to pull tarp on, but still you have to be there early in the morning and then you're there till the end of the game, which could be 11, 12, 1 a.m. Sort of was looking to transition out of that. And I was like, working in student life may be right up my alley. I always wanted to work in a college atmosphere because out of college, I thought, okay, I'm taking a job in baseball, but I really did like Division I athletics. Mm-hmm. I had interned in Division I athletics while I was at Binghamton for our sports marketing department. So in my head, I was like, I want to look at colleges and see if there are any jobs. So sort of spread my wings, was looking at a bunch of different stuff, and I applied here at West Liberty. Mm-hmm. And I was very fortunate enough to get an interview and also get offered the position. So it worked out really well that my event management stuff in baseball transitioned to the higher ed platform. So I came to West Lib, and I think I've been here about, which is crazy, 7 or 8 years, which is nuts to think about right now. But yeah.
Hey, it's good to celebrate, you know? So back out when you were up in New York in your university up there, was there anything along student life, what it's down here, or was it different?
It was a little different just because Binghamton is a larger public institution. We have 10,000 undergrads, so I would probably say it's definitely more West Virginia University.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the core, it's all the same. How are you going to get connected? Because I went up to college and 10,000 undergrads, I think only 3 kids from my high school went to that college, and 2 of them were boys. I was the only girl. So it was who am I going with? Who am I going to know? How am I going to make friends? So I definitely remember my freshman year being how am I going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And my way was joining athletics, mm-hmm. and working in the marketing department. So literally my entire career there, I was working with athletics. And then I specifically joined Greek life, which was so weird for me. Literally, if you had asked anybody, if you ask my boyfriend now, he's like, I just do not see you in a Greek organization. I was like, yeah, but it just worked. I found the right people, and it helped connect me to campus and get a lot of opportunities. So in that regard, it's definitely similar to here. But in the same regard, there's a lot more organizations. There's a lot more student leaders. So I think sometimes here it's okay, we have a lot of student leaders who are in SGA, are RAs, are in Greek life, are student athletes, versus there where you could sort of specialize in one or two things. I specialized in Greek and athletics, and that was good for me. I was able to balance it all with having a job off campus and stuff like that. So that was a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
We were a residential campus, like definitely not a ton of commuters. So I was about 4 hours from home, mm-hmm. but there were a lot of like New York City, Long Island people who were 6 hours from home. So our base did not leave. So, which is awesome. I got to meet a ton of people from not just like upstate New York, but a lot of my best friend now, she's from Long Island. Mm-hmm. I met her through my sorority and I'm still friends with her, and she lives and works in New York City. So, I definitely think college is the time where you can like connect to your people. And I think West Liberty offers that. So different from Binghamton, but definitely similar.
Yeah, that is for sure. Hold on, I just gotta fix up real quick. Ow, why you doing this to me now? Sorry, just a little mix up on the computer here. But as you said, when you came down here, a whole lot of things are different. So you were talking about the groups and how mm-hmm. it's so easy to get in with the smaller things mm-hmm. besides the bigger. Which one did you really find easier? Because sometimes people like big things, and then, you know.
Right. Well, and what was that? When I took the job here, I was like, man, I wonder if I would have, like, thoroughly loved a small campus. Mm-hmm. But then again, I was also a very independent person.
Right.
Where, like, once I graduated college, I also did not move home. Like, was home for, like, a week, and then, like, had an apartment, I was gone. I mean, I love my dad and I love my family, but I was just like on the move type deal. So for me, I think a bigger campus fit because I like to blend in at the time in certain ways. But like I said, I was independent, so I didn't need that accountability. I was fairly good academically. Mm-hmm. But I think here at West Lib, if you're someone who knows you maybe want some of those closer relationships or need that for your major, like marketing, consulting, leadership, like, yeah, I had 10, 15 person classes, but it's not like I needed those connections compared to like a science major or someone who was trying to get into a specific grad program, where I think a place like West Lib could be super good for that, where you're with your certain professors, doing research, mm-hmm. putting that on your resume, and stuff like that. So, and I think here, I don't know if I would have had or known of the support at Binghamton to create a club or to be able to walk across campus in 5 minutes and walk into someone's office. Because a lot of the times at a bigger university, you're sometimes waiting in line, or they're not in their office because there's X million other things going on. You know, to be able to walk into my office or whoever else's office here, I think that makes it fairly accessible too. Mm-hmm. So as much as like you can get a ton of stuff at a bigger university that I experienced, I think you can create that here if it's not here, versus if you're at a bigger university, are you able to create it with as much support? Right. I think you can still create it, but do you get the support you do that you would have at a small school? So
yeah, that makes sense, though. I can mm-hmm. completely understand that. All right, we're going to take a very short break. We'll be back in about, let's say, 40, almost a minute in. So we'll see you then, folks. Again, I am Taylor, and I am interviewing Kate Billings, the director of Student Life. Let's get right back into it. So you came from New York,
mm-hmm.
and you went to Binghamton University. I said that correctly?
Yep.
And then you came down here. You were a sports management, and now you are a student life director.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like? What was the biggest changes that you had from a sports management, you know, doing all this cool stuff, playing with sports, getting up at early in the morning, to just having fun with kids? Well, I mean, students.
Yeah, I think it's so going from like the sports management event part of it, it's you probably have like, you know, 3 or 4 hours of that. You don't want to say satisfaction of the customer service, like you're helping with their birthday party or you are watching this 22-year-old who's playing baseball who's trying to get signed by a team, and that's all really exciting, but I definitely felt unfulfilled in a sense, like I wasn't helping enough people. Like people are happy with their product, but I'm not really helping. So like in my head I'm like, I want to start to transition now, and I think it all came together really, really well, where I got this job at West Lib. And for student events and clubs and organizations, a lot of the event management stuff transferred in terms of budgeting, contacts, purchasing of like different like promotional items, like water bottles and all that stuff. So the logistics behind student life at a university really did transfer over well from my baseball sports background, because I knew how to manage a timeline, a calendar, just like there's games on a calendar, we have events on a calendar. Just like we have to work with concessions and guest national anthem people mm-hmm. coming in, we just have to work with different clubs, club advisors or facility managers. So realistically, a lot of it transferred over really, really well. But on the side of it, but the plus side of it for me was the fact that I got to help students either find something that they were passionate about outside of the classroom mm-hmm. or complement that in some way, shape, or form. So I just personally felt more satisfied in my professional career.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of it transferred over. So it was pretty awesome for me. And on a campus like this, I remember coming in and saying, like, well, why isn't someone just running around in a Spider-Man outfit giving out, like, flyers about an event? Because, like, that's what's going to grab your eye, and that's very much, like, the sports mentality of, like, who's going and doing something crazy
right.
to get them to that Pittsburgh Pirate game or whatever. Like, you think of, like, the Pirate Parrot doing something crazy. Like, why isn't Topper the Bear running around campus doing whatever to make you come to Topper Idol tonight type deal? So it was cool, like, how my brain just sort of tried to reinvent what I had been doing to what I could do here at Westlib, which was mm-hmm. awesome. And I thought it was always a really good breath of fresh air.
Right.
There always needs to be, like, either some type of turnover or reality check. Because even after 8 years on this position, like, you get comfortable. So you need, like, new students to work with, new ideas, new professional staff coming in to sort of be like, hey, you did it that way. But, like, can we look at it doing it this way? And I really love that side of it. I don't ever want to feel like people are like, you know, Westlib only has this. Like, they're never going to do X. Like, no, please come talk to us. Like,
yeah.
We'll try it if we can feasibly do it, but, like, monetarily and, like, risk management-wise. And it's not against the student code of conduct. We will try it. So we want people to come and talk to us. So, yeah, I think a lot of the skills transferred over really well.
That's good. So what was your first event as a, like, coming into here? What was the first thing you really hosted or did?
I'm trying to think, because I came in the middle of a spring semester. So it's not like I started
mm-hmm.
prior to. It was legit, like,
you just came in
the middle. So it was like, okay, what do we have going on versus what can I institute? And there's two things that definitely, like, I remember. So one was I made all of Greek Life have a Greek Life, like, toga party in the ballroom, and they probably all thought I was nuts. I was like, no, you're all gonna socially get together and hang out, and it's gonna show the rest of campus that, like, you are a community, because at that point I had heard, like, everybody just did their own thing versus, like, doing it collaboratively.
Right.
So I was like, you're all gonna do this. And, like, they all showed up. Like, props to them. They didn't think I was, I'm sure they thought I was crazy, but they all showed up in the union. So it was about, like, 100 or 150 or so Greeks.
Wow.
Who were available, like, based around your classroom schedule. And they just all showed up in their sheets from their bed and made togas and hung out. And I think that showed the commitment to, like, okay, somebody's new here, somebody's caring, like,
right.
Let's throw a bone. And then the other one that I remember, and this definitely could not have been my first event, but I remember having a hot dog eating contest and thinking, like, now I think, like, what was I thinking? Because a girl definitely ran off the stage to go get sick in the bathroom. But we had a ton of people sign up. Like, we had a boys and a guys and a girls division, uh-huh. and a ton of people, like, we had at least 5 or 6 people on the stage for each one. And it was super fun. We had a ton of people in the audience, but I was just like, gosh, like, me in this position now, I was like, what if somebody choked? What if XYZ? Like, the risk management side is just like, oh man, you are so green at that. But yeah, we just tried to come in and just do some fun stuff and really get a handle on clubs and organizations so that they knew that there were resources. Because I think prior to me coming in, they were in a couple different areas.
Right.
Like, programming, what, like, clubs and organizations were reporting to the mailroom. And then activities was another person. And then Topperfest was housing. So realistically, when I came in, it was nice to, like, pull all that into one central location. So it made it easier for students.
Right.
You're in a club and you're planning an event, go to Kate. You want to join a club, go to Kate. Kate has activities going on. Here's the calendar. Show up to it. So
yeah.
So that was pretty fun. I'm trying to think if there was anything else, but those are the two that come to mind from like the first year that I was like, okay, everybody join in.
What was the prize for the hot dog eating contest?
I don't know. Like we definitely, but it wasn't, it definitely wasn't like AirPods or
No.
Like, cause I think that's what people would think of nowadays. Like, oh, how can we get people to participate in this? Oh, like let's get something that's worth like $250. We definitely didn't have something worth $250 at all. Like, I want to say it was like probably like a couple things from the bookstore. Like, here's a sweatshirt and a t-shirt. Thanks for participating. So, yeah, it was nothing crazy, but it was fun.
That's good. That's funny, though. I mean, like, you're not wrong. I remember doing the, what was the event? When the drag queens came in.
Yes,
and for drag bingo. That Nintendo Switch. I was like, I have a Nintendo Switch. Hold on a second. If you ever bring them back, please do. That was an amazing
thing. We plan to.
That was so fun. So kind of moving on to your part of being the director, what is the most difficult part of being the director of literally all of it?
So I think the biggest part is, so like, post-COVID, mm-hmm. our office has transitioned. We used to be housing and student life, and now it's housing and residence life and student life, so we're separate. So the biggest part is, one, being in charge of a department on your own, where literally the only staff members are graduate assistants and a couple of student workers who are there for the events. So I think time management of it all is super crucial, because I no longer had like the other professionals in housing to like fall back on if I like was out of the office or was trying to do two things at once. Now it was, okay, if I have to be somewhere, which one do I have to be at? And then I have to thoroughly explain to my GA or whoever was doing the other one, like, this is how we do it. So, you know, balancing all the day-to-day stuff and vending that out to workers who are there to support you like that,
mm-hmm.
and then budget stuff, and then the fact that you have to do, like, the normal not meet with students, because, like, that's what I'm here for. Like, I want to be here so my office is always open for students to talk about ideas or club issues, et cetera, and, like, sometimes you just got to I have to do the director stuff, where it's going to management meetings, meeting with people on the cabinet, and stuff like that. And that takes time. And they're good meetings where, you know, stuff gets done.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when you look at my calendar and there's like, oh, on a Wednesday, it's back-to-back meetings of like committees and other things like that, which are super important. I don't want to discount it.
Right.
But when I first came to West Live as a coordinator, I didn't have to do. So it was very much like I could sit in the union all day. Now I can't necessarily do that because stuff has to get done on the back end with budgets and paperwork and everything like that. But I think that also shows like potential growth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if somebody was to come to West Live as a professional, like, hey, you can grow in your profession and take on more responsibilities and everything like that. And it shows how, like, as any individual on this campus, you can grow. Like, we used to just do student activities and clubs and organizations, and now we do, like, intramurals, and I help with the commuter lounge, and I have a part in orientation, and I have a part in all the admissions Black and Gold days to tell them about student life and how to get engaged on campus, which I didn't do back then. So I think that's super awesome, because I then am spreading my wings, so then whether I grow further here at West Lib or need to grow further else away from West Lib, they've given me the tools to succeed. So.
Gotcha. So, other than the difficult part, what's the most fun parts about it? Like, what gives you that enjoyment of being?
Yeah, I've already said it like 8 times in this, but it really is the students. the fact that there's always going to be a professional relationship with me and the students. But the fact that I sometimes want to cry when they're, like, graduating, the fact that I know that they've gotten their degree in what they're passionate about and they've learned about themselves in the past, like, 4, 5, 6 years, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are students that, like, my first couple years here, like, I met them when they were freshmen and it was when I first came in. And then to see them buy in and then graduate and want to go off and do XYZ, it's just so satisfying. And that's the best part of the job. And the best part of my job, too, is literally I get to do the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we get to plan, like, the basketball Topper's Den event, we get to, like, if someone comes in with an idea, we can just run with it. So I think that's, like, the most fun. Like, I don't, my job shouldn't be in the office, which I think a lot of other people on this campus, they have to be in their office. You if you're a financial aid person, you've got to be in your office.
Yeah.
Type deal. So, like, that's fun, too. So if I need a mental day, like, and you're not, like, taking advantage of your job, but it's like, you know what? I need to go do more on campus for me to feel happier. Like, I'm able to have that flexibility. Me and my GAs on Wednesday are going with the Interfaith Chapel and Protestant Campus Ministry to volunteer as part of their, they do a food pantry organization service trip twice a month. And I'm like, we're going to go do that because, one, we should be leaders and we should be doing that. And I just think it'd be good for us to be out there. Like, you want to lead by example. So I just, the fact that I'm able to do that and use my, like, work hours to do that, I think is awesome. Mm-hmm. So
that's cool. Speaking of events, what is the weirdest thing that's ever happened that you've done for an event in general or just happened at an event? If you could think of it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the hot dog one's pretty good. The most unique event that, like, which I always find weird and funny is the fact that we had, I want to say, like, my second or third year here, there was a student who, I want to say he was maybe even a broadcasting major because he worked for a time postgraduate for, like, NBC and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he started the Nicolas Cage fan club. And you're just like, sir, why are we starting the Nicolas Cage fan club? And he's like, we love his movies. And I'm like, okay. And so, like, we registered his club. He was having, like, bi-weekly meetings with people. And then it all led up to having this huge pizza party in the union where they showed, like, literally, I want to say, like, 8 hours worth of Nicolas Cage movies. And they gave out bumper stickers that had Nicolas it was I with a heart emoji. Oh, no. It was the West Lib logo, a heart, and then Nicolas Cage's face on a bumper sticker. And they gave it out to people. And SGA funded that. Like, SGA gave them money to buy those bumper stickers. And I was like, this is fantastic. Like, it was correct. Exactly. You're just like, why is this able to happen? But it's college, so it can happen. So, like, why not? Why not throw a birthday party for Nick Cage and show his videos? So, that is, like, probably the weirdest thing because you're just like, where did someone even come up with that concept type deal? Because everything else normally makes sense. Like, okay, like, bingo, people win prizes for free. Okay, like, yeah. Arts and crafts, people like that. But Nicolas Cage and movies and getting bumper stickers that say, I heart Nicolas Cage, you're just like, no, I wouldn't have seen that coming. So
is that group still, is that even still around or is that
no,
gone?
It's definitely, it's not. But I definitely have in my paperwork upstairs, the old paperwork that they were an official club here at West Liberty University.
Should we make it happen again? I'm sure.
Yeah.
that people are creative, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely.
That is absolutely... I'm going to take a second. wow.
Yep.
That's nuts. So what else do you have planned for, I guess you could say, student life? You want to do bigger events, trips? I know you said before... things can happen, such as COVID, and it does suck that we all have to deal with this.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to all of you who are dealing with it at a moment.
Yeah.
What would, if COVID wasn't here at the moment, wasn't existent, was not here, what would you do with student life? Would you have bigger events, possible trips, anything?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we are looking at, we wanted to, we were hoping that it was going to be approved this semester, but it's currently on hold. We were told it may change by spring break, was to do more trips. Tentatively, we had talked about, like, Topgolf in Bridgeville and doing a Tanger Outlet Saris trip, like, stuff that's smaller, but then doing the Pittsburgh Zoo and the Pirates game and the Penguins and stuff like that, and... So now we're just like, okay, how can we, one, either offer it where can we partner with those people to get discounts but our students go on their own, or we'll just wait and see if, like, anything changes after our spring break. But hopefully in the fall, like, we can bring that back. And SGA in the past has done a huge New York City trip or wherever it may be. where you paid $50 as a student, you got a seat on the bus, and they went to New York City. Mm. So I think that's a big thing that I'm looking to bring back, because it seemed to have gotten good traction when we were talking to people about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be nice to bring that, because we provide transportation, and I think that's a nice addition for some students to not have to stress about, like, oh, if we go, it's going to be late at night. I don't want to drive those hills and late at night. So that's what we're here for. So we're hoping to bring that back. For the rest of the semester, we're definitely looking towards April and doing a couple big things then, such mm-hmm. as like some inflatables the week before Dead Week, possibly a casino night, maybe some other giveaways like a succulent plant event. We're partnering with counseling services on the health fair, so we'll get like some massage chairs that day, so you can come to the union, like, get some tips on relaxing and also utilize the chairs a bit. So, you know, just sort of doing some bigger things here at the end,
mm-hmm.
To help highlight what could be at Westlib. Because in my eyes, we're like 90% back to like pre-COVID. You know what I mean? Like, there's no restrictions on people indoors. There's no restrictions outdoors besides just like the mask mandate for inside. Right. Compared to like a year ago where it wasn't that. Like, we definitely still had number of restrictions. So the fact that the only thing we're limited in is you have to wear a mask inside and we can't do out-of-state travel, like, okay, we can deal with that.
Yeah.
But we're hoping that then, like, we can ease back into it this – not ease back, add a couple more things this spring, especially in that April range when people start getting out of hibernation and want out of their room, and then have some good things happen, and then go into to summer, and then everybody get a break, and then fall, come back and have a really good Topper Fest like we did this past year,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So that's what we're hoping. I think there's we do it based on a lot of student stuff too. So when we think about what's happening for the rest of spring, we've been talking to clubs and organizations about food trucks, them hosting food trucks, because one of our organizations did that last spring and it was a huge success. So instead of our office doing it, we try and say like, hey guys, how are you going to plan this? How about you do this? So we're talking to a couple groups about that, which is always a great option. Who doesn't love food trucks on like every Wednesday night as a different option?
Yeah, because I was kind of – when last year when I saw that, I was like, how are they getting up there? What's going on?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was you guys. I was like, are they're allowing this? Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you just have to fill out the certain paperwork to do X, Y, Z, and then it can happen. So we're currently talking to a couple student groups to – they almost want to do, like, a battle of the food trucks for, like, philanthropy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out whether – it's going to be just the same food truck but different organizations every week, or each organization finds their own food truck. That all depends on logistics and dates and the food trucks themselves, like who can come up and is available. So, but yeah, that definitely, I think, when it's spring and people are starting to get out and about, and the fact that you can go to a food truck at like 7 o'clock at night and then sit out on the quad for a bit before like going back and studying and getting stressed. Always a positive thing.
That is a very much positive thing. To wrap this up, do you think like this program in general has had a big impact on you, and do you think it also has a big impact on students?
I think so. I think it's had a huge impact on me, because when I first took the job, I thought like, oh, this will help me get into college sports again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I necessarily would want to look at college sports anymore. I mean, I do. Like, I love college marketing and working in an athletics department, but I think it's definitely opened up my eyes into, like, working in higher ed and student services, where it's like, okay, I love working with Greek life. I love working with the event management of it, and I wouldn't have thought that when I worked in sports or when I was in college, when I was in a Greek organization, that I'd be like, oh, I love advising them. I want to do that for my entire career. So it's definitely opened up a world to me where I didn't think my career was going to go. But I'm hoping it's guiding me towards more of that in the future. Right. So I think it's been great for me. And then in terms of the students and where this is going, I really do hope that they find within our department and programs a little bit of happiness, whether it's a happiness on a day that they are feeling down and just needed something outside of their world to pick them up a bit, or something randomly funny because my GAs are running around in a golf cart, like, giving rides on the first Monday of every week in the fall with their, like, boombox in the back, and they just find it funny. Like, that's what we're here for. Or the fact that they feel like they actually have an adult here on campus who can be their advocate, whether it's if they're in trouble or they need help because they don't know what to do with their financial aid type deal. Like, I hope they find that in, one, my office. Like, I hope they can find that in me. And if not, I can direct them to somebody here on campus that may be more, like, their jam. I always say this to people. Like, if I'm not your jam, like, let's find somebody who is. So I hope that, like, me and our office can offer that to students now and in the future. Like, that's my goal, so.
That's cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on and doing this with me. And as you said, your office is here up in the Union on the second floor?
Yep, above Bare Necessities.
Awesome. And if anybody wants to contact you, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, if any student is interested in starting a club, having a special event, or starting any type of new activity here on campus, sports-related, not sports-related, new club, etc., come see me in the Student Union. I am the second floor above Bare Necessities, S30. They can email me at kate.billings@westliberty.edu, or call me on my office line, 304-336-8580. You can't text that, so it's an office line. Sorry, everybody. So you might as well just email me, since I know people don't want to call. But they can call me if they'd like.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, thank you so much. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. And to you, the listener, thank you for joining in and listening to our rambles. I hope to see you later this week when I interview Chris McPherson. Have a good one, folks.